Do you remember? We are family. Before I realized our former association was going off track, we frequently heard the slogan, "We are family." Regrettably, looking back, that was about the time the atmosphere, attitude in that fellowship changed. The close, warm relationship that we were accustomed to, that represented how a family should be, that sort of disappeared. The more we heard the propaganda, the less it applied. But God's true church, remember, church is a congregation, assembly of believers, the called out ones, is a family. It's been polluted, the expression has been polluted, so we've got to sort of think beyond what we went through when that was misused, but concentrate on these, on what it actually means. We, of course, are warned that we will be subjected to the enemy planting tares amongst us. People will associate with us to spy out our liberty. Yet, let's take the time to remind ourselves, if we have, pardon me, God's Holy Spirit, we are family. Regardless, by the way, of which corporation, association, congregation, or club we may belong to. It's not like a limited company, it's who God is working with. We are not the only people of God. People may be in less appropriate associations, but don't put other people down who God is working with. The great God, on his mercy seat in heaven, has called us, drawn us to be part of his family, his sons and daughters. By a miracle, he opened our minds to hear Jesus Christ, our elder brother's teaching. After repentance, baptism, the laying on of hands, we are begotten, not born yet, begotten into God's family, waiting to become spirit beings, to be part of the kingdom of God, part of the ruling family. We are taught in Matthew 6, verse 9, and Luke 11, 2, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And earlier in Matthew 5, 9, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. Jesus taught in Mark 3, 35, for whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and mother. The Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, chapter 4, if you could turn to this one if you're following in the Bible, chapter 4, verse 20, 21. I put bookmarks in my Bible so I can find it, and I still struggle. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For if he does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Carrying on into chapter 5, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, I'm sorry, that born I think should be have been translated, begotten, and it is later on in the verse. Everyone who loves him who begot also lives him who is begotten of him. So we're dealing with God, we're dealing with the relationship with God. We cannot say or pretend to love God if we cannot love those that we are fellowshipping with, who God is also working with. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. It's quite a package. We are the begotten family of God is so much more than some trite saying to mask the hijack of our congregation. I'd like to look now at the Gospel of John, chapter 17, which further tells us. This is very encouraging to me, I hope to you as well. In chapter 17 of John, started in verse 20, I want to read to 23. Christ is saying, I do not pray for these alone, referring to his disciples, who became apostles, but also for those who will believe in me through their words. We are all here as a result of the prophets, the apostles, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. A little difficult for us to think of the glory that God shared with his Son, but that is the promises that was being held out to us. A family relationship is not always easy. It requires give and take. Sometimes people will give us the pip. But with this privilege, opportunity, there is this responsibility. To the best of our ability, we need to work together. Support each other. Remember, in marriage, we are warned not to harbor anger against our spouse, or our prayers, our contact with God, will be hindered. Let's check that out in 1 Peter. The first epistle of Peter, chapter 3, 7 to 9. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them. The wives with understanding, giving honour to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted. Sometimes it's really difficult when you're reading the Bible. It throws you. It says, be courteous. But I'm British. Not returning evil for evil, reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. I can't think of a greater blessing than being part of God's family. It's that fellowship that led us astray with, we are family, also said, it's blasphemy to think you can be like God. But that's what the promise is. That is the promise. At the feast, we have a greater opportunity than normal to know the family better. We normally are not together like this. We are scattered, we're chattered, all of that. We know only too well. But here, we have additional opportunities to encourage, not the only opportunities, we can still have contact, emails and things, which I'm not a lot of good. A very nice lady tried to speak to me thinking it was my wife on the computer. I hope I didn't offend her by my inability to answer effectively. It was not intended to be rude. I just didn't know what I was doing. She's smiling at me, so I may have got away with it. Team building. We are God's workmanship, his heritage, his field, his house, his future kings, priests, the teachers in the world tomorrow. Awaiting our being born again, a spirit being, sons and daughters in the family of God, transformed from this to be conformed to Christ's glorious body. That's a fantastic promise. But it doesn't always come easy. No longer just think. We won't bother about saying. It's been devalued. It was one of those things you hesitate to give a sermonette on it because it has so much baggage. Oh, we are family. Yeah. Look how we got treated. Don't have to say it, but remember it. Think it. Put it in your mind. Realize we are not just family. We are God's family. If we endure to the end.